James Van Nostrand with the West Virginia University Center for Energy and Sustainable Development has been anticipating the EPA's announcement for weeks. He says regulators knew what was coming and in recent years have actually reduced emissions.
The 30% figure, it sounds like a lot, but when you consider the fact that nationwide CO2 emissions are down 15% from 2005 right now, they're expected to go down another 5 to 7%. Between now and 2020. So we're already going to be at in excess of 20% reductions by 2020. And then basically the EPA rules allow a 10-year period between 2020 and 2029 to get to the 30%. So it sounds like a lot, but using 2005 as a baseline, which captures all the emissions reductions that have already happened, the 30% figure is not as draconian as it sounds. At the same time, it will have greater impacts on our region of the country.
But the standards released yesterday are asking for more, although not all interested parties think that's necessarily a bad thing. Take, for instance, Evan Hansen, founder of the environmental consulting group Downstream Strategies, based in Morgantown.
I think that they're finally providing some clarity as to what we need to do here in West Virginia to reduce carbon dioxide pollution from coal-fired power plants. Well, the most important thing is that they finally stated what the goals are going to be for the state of West Virginia, and they made it clear what the flexibility is going to be.
Hansen points out these proposals don't paint every single stroke with the same brush. States with the largest number of coal-fired power plants are being allowed to emit the most carbon dioxide under these proposals. Hansen says this essentially makes the playing field more even for everyone.
There are many coal-fired power plants across the state of West Virginia, many of which are old. Some of the power plants have implemented emissions reduction technology over the last decades, but those emission reduction technologies that were installed do not address carbon dioxide. They address other things like sulfur and nitrogen emissions. So part of what this new rule will do in combination with other rules that impact power plants is it will force the utilities to make decisions about which power plants are worth keeping open and which ones might need to be shut down.
Instead of shutting them down altogether, Hansen says the flexibility within the new regulations allows states to pick and choose, making sacrifices where they can to reduce emissions, to compensate for areas where they can't. But Hansen says that's not necessarily a bad thing.
I think this is really an opportunity for West Virginia to modernize and diversify its electric generating fleet. And this is a real watershed moment where our political leaders need to be looking forward rather than looking backward.
But James Van Nostrand says even with the flexibility, it won't be an easy process for West Virginia. He says the state is already behind many others and needs to start catching up when it comes to regulating industry.
And the big takeaway from this rule is the energy regulators need to start talking to the air regulators. In other words, the DEP in West Virginia is going to be charged with coming up with a state implementation plan. The goal should be how can we comply with these rules in the lowest cost that is least disruptive to the West Virginia economy. One of the lowest cost compliance options involves utilities offering energy efficiency programs. It may involve utilities ramping up renewable energy and including that in their portfolio. But it all needs to be part of the state implementation plan. And so you've got the PSC, which regulates the utilities and decides how much utilities are going to invest in renewable energy and fuel switching to natural gas and energy efficiency programs. And it has to be coordinated with the Department of Environmental Protection so that those measures are included as part of the state implementation plan, because the goal is to develop a strategy that's going to give us achieve compliance at the lowest possible cost so that we can minimize the disruption to the economy.
The proposals will be discussed at 4 public hearings. These will be held on the week of July 28th in Atlanta, Denver, Washington, D.C., and Pittsburgh. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beneduccio in Morgantown.